now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is 6:34 on a Thursday night in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Thanks for sticking around with us. Well, the Roll Your Own Coalition of Michigan holding a press conference yesterday at the Capitol in opposition of Senate Bill 930, which they say declares or classifies their tobacco shops as manufacturers and basically would run them out of business. To get some perspective on the issue, I'm joined by the bill's sponsor, State Senator Roger Kahn of Saginaw. Senator Kahn, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Sure, I'm delighted. It's an honor to be on your show.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad to have you back. Now, let's talk about the bill. It really is meant to authorize this digital tax stamp. You say that the state is losing between $50 and $100 million annually because of the sale of these bootlegged and counterfeit cigarettes. So how exactly would these stamps work?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. There are two parts to the bill. One is the roll-your-own piece, and the other is the security features to enhance Michigan's ability to properly collect the taxes that are owed it. Well, these stamps would have a digital format which would allow them to be constructed and changed in such a fashion as to identify, well, where the cigarette was stamped and who was the distributor and who was the seller and the manufacturer. And it gives the story of an individual pack of cigarettes. That's important because the contraband that we see includes large volume smugglers that brings cigarettes to, for example, up from North Carolina in just huge trucks, and then sell them illicitly. Those cigarettes, of course, would not have the appropriate stamping, and would aid us in stopping this. Now, it's a lot of money too. For Michigan, would be an additional $50 million a year just in that activity. And there are other losses that occur besides that.
Now, you know, the roll your own community, or I guess business community, they do support this tax stamp plan, but their issue is that that you added them into this bill and you want to basically declare them as manufacturers. They've said flat out that they will be out of business, apparently only 32 of them in the state. What do you think about this change that you're going to make?
Well, two things. I had to smile a bit when you said they'd support the tax stamp because, they don't put stamps on their product, so that's not much of a give on their part. Well, the reality here is that this group of folks have found a way to subvert the intent of the tax laws of the United States and also of Michigan.
Well, their perspective is that they are paying the taxes on this loose tobacco, which is taxed differently, and that they're not manufacturing the cigarettes themselves. It's the customers that come in and do that. Is that not the case?
No, it's not the case at all. The reality is that what has happened is that the loose tobacco has been reclassified by some manufacturers of tobacco as pipe tobacco, and then it's taxed as such at about a tenth the rate of the normal product. So what we're finding is the real same tobacco that goes into cigarettes is now being called pipe tobacco, taxed as pipe tobacco, used by these folks and their machines, which turn out somewhere around an entire carton of cigarettes every 8 minutes, and they lead people through everything but putting the tobacco into the machine so that they can claim that other people are manufacturing them. And so doing, they subvert about $35 of direct taxes per carton, an additional $3.50 of taxes that would go to the Healthy Michigan Fund participating manufacturers through the Master Settlement Agreement. And as they do this, honest, law-abiding people who believe in our country and have a mom-and-pop grocery store or a gas station who pay their taxes properly can't compete with these guys and are put out of business. That's the reality here.
Are you acknowledging, though, that this will basically put all these shops out of business?
No, not at all. All they have to do is pay their taxes, and they can continue to do sell their cigarettes.
I'm talking to State Senator Roger Kahn of Saginaw. So I do need to ask you because
I have to tell you, sir, that I think that their business model succeeds only by the by tax subversion. Insofar as I'm wrong about that, as they become a non-participating manufacturer and properly pay their taxes, and if they wish to argue that their product manufactured in such a fashion has some particular advantage, well, then they will, in fact, be successful. I would note that the people who do this, one, don't have the stamps, two, don't pay their taxes, three, don't have the health warnings on the cigarettes, and four, don't have the fire safe papers that we in Michigan have by law asked cigarette manufacturers to put on the cigarettes that are sold there. There are other safety and health issues that are in play here that they will have to follow.
Nice. Well, the same effort, though, to reclassify RYO tobacco shops as manufacturers is going on across the country. It's happening in Florida, in Virginia. Now,
I think it was just signed into law in Virginia relatively recently.
In fact, that legislation was backed by several powerful lobbying allies, including Philip Morris. So I do want to ask you, how much big tobacco lobbying have we seen here in Michigan on this issue?
Well, the big tobacco people were against the digital stamping portion of the bill. They like the roll-your-own portion of the bill. The roll-your-own people, they like the digital stamping, but they hate the roll-your-own taxes. So I would argue it's a great bill since it's got everybody liking something and hating something at the same time.
Has Big Tobacco, though, been involved in helping you craft the bill and encouraging you along the way?
No. This bill was the generation of this bill started last nearly a year ago, in May actually, and it was done because we've noticed a significant decline in the revenues that the state of Michigan collects on tobacco. And in researching that, we found that that's true across the country, and that there are ways to take action on this. We also found a second major problem, and that is that the master settlement agreement, the portion of the taxes paid to the state of Michigan or the revenue to the state of Michigan by big tobacco because of the health hazards of cigarette smoking, that was being litigated and put into the escrow all the way back to 2003. That's at least $200 million. By having a more up-to-date method of tracking cigarettes, we hope to be able to win those lawsuits and recover more money for the people of Michigan. Well, okay, so that was the initial effort here. And it also includes some funding for the Attorney General, some for the state police, because there are other things that are important besides a stamp that can't be counterfeited. Then the roll-your-own issue, which is in Michigan, one of those roll-your-own machines just working 5 days a week, putting out
Senator Kahn, if I may,
$1,000.
We just have a few minutes. I do want to shift the subject slightly because this 2020 plan the Democrats have unveiled, it's got all kinds of components to it, but one of them is they want this bipartisan analysis to look at the $34 billion or so of business tax breaks that we're giving. Do you agree that that is something that does need to be done, that we may very well be giving away billions in tax breaks that we shouldn't be right now?
No, I think the minority leader spoke on that today in a couple of areas. Now, there's been a repeal of the tax breaks to large companies that occurred in conjunction with the changing tax law we had last year. So I don't believe that those dollars are available for the plan that you would like to have. Now, I have to say, making it easier for kids to go to college and get out of college and not having big loans afterwards is very attractive to, I think, every parent.
Do you think
every kid?
Do you think state?
We got to find a way that will work.
Do you think state lawmakers though really know exactly what kind of tax breaks are currently there? I mean, basically, the Democrats are saying we have so many different tax breaks. Some of them have been on the books for decades. We need to look closely to see which ones are in effect.
All of those were repealed last year, as I mentioned before. Now, maybe that's not an adequate answer to your question. Would I be willing to look at what is out there that could be changed in addition to the changes we made last year? I don't think there are many out there. Sure, I'm willing to look at that and willing to consider the overall level of taxation in the state of Michigan and the best uses of those dollars. And some of it may well be for educational purposes at the higher educational level. But we've also have, in the nature of politics, competing priorities. We have a graduate medical education, just staying within the education arena, so we can have more doctors practicing in our state. And we have some issue about foster care that is important for people, cancer chemotherapy issues, a new state police the trooper school and the governor's outlined plans to restore some of our central cities.
A lot of things.
Those all compete.
Absolutely. Now, we only about a minute left, but that number, $34 billion, about
a factor of 10, I'd guess.
No kidding.
I think it's probably closer to $3.4 billion remaining than 34. But it's fair to say, hey, prove it to me. And I'm willing to ask next week for the Senate Fiscal Agency to give an updated a number.
Sounds like something we would all, the entire state would like to take a look at that. That sounds like a great idea.
That's fair.
State Senator Roger Kahn, Republican from Saginaw. Senator Kahn, thank you very much for coming on the program. I hope we can talk again soon.
Yep, bye.
All right. And next.